Good day, San Bernardino County believers and prayer warriors. Today, our prayer focus continues to be the dirtiest cities in America. And today's category is infrastructure. The good news is our county didn't rank so badly in this, but the way that they measure the infrastructure is on the tons of waste in landfills per 100,000 residents, the number of refuse and recycling collectors per 100,000 residents, the alternative fuel stations for the same, and the number of junkyards. So trash takes center stage when thinking about a city being dirty. However, Fontana ranked 189, Victorville 200, Ontario 206, San Bernardino 207, Apple Valley 224, and Rancho Cucamonga 227. So, where does all the trash go? Well, as you know, it ends up in landfills, taking up space, creating gases that potentially cause pollution, which is the issue that our area faces the most. San Bernardino County has a department that focuses on ways to reduce waste through recycling and reuse. And they met a state-mandated waste diversion goal, diverting 60% of waste from landfills. And they continue to plan to divert over 1 million tons, equivalent to two Empire State Buildings. So, Father, we lift up our cities of Victorville, Fontana, Ontario, San Bernardino. We just lift up our whole county and pray that we will continue to look for ways to help us be a healthy, clean city where we have enough places that can reuse, recycle, and improve. We thank you, Father, for the trash collectors, and we pray for their safety and they're able to sort properly, that residents help in sorting their trash as requested, that more products would be made that can recycle and less that cannot, that there would be truth about alternative energy. What is the actual truth? Is there electric cars and where are those batteries going to be recycled? And if the electric grid goes down, what can we do to conserve electricity? As we've experienced in past summers. If there's no electricity for the vehicle, what can they do? For junkyards to have rules on recycling materials and for use on other products, innovative ways to reuse things, and a faithfulness to what we have, to not overbuy, that county officials and waste management divisions would be ethical with their funds, with the waste site facilities that would follow regulations. And come up with new ones that would improve the area and create less pollution, and rules would be reasonable to follow, less landfills, and what to do with those that closed. We thank you, God, for this information, and we pray continued decrease in the numbers. We thank you that we are below the 150 ranking, but we pray that it will continue to go down in Jesus' name.